Joe Hogsett arrived at an anti-violence march on the Far East Side and made his presence known.
I'm sorry I'm late.
The Democratic candidate for mayor shook hands, doled out hugs, and smiled wide for photographs. Hogsett's adversary, Republican Chuck Brewer, was at the Community Day events, too. He arrived later. He greeted guests and chatted with people staffing booths. But unlike Hogsett, he didn't mug for the camera or give a speech. This was friendly territory for Hogsett, but it also shows something about the difference in the personalities of the two men seeking to replace Republican Mayor Greg Ballard, who is retiring after two terms.
Thanks for taking the time, sir. All right, you bet. It's my pleasure. Thanks for
working a room doesn't seem like it comes quite as naturally for Brewer yet, lacking the polish of a more experienced politician. And he's not. This is his first campaign. He told WFYI he hadn't planned to run for mayor, but had his eye on the city council.
But I stepped up into the role because I feel really strongly that we need a good leader that is not political and doesn't bring politics into managing the city.
Brewer, who's 43, moved to Indianapolis to open a Potbelly sandwich shop on Monument Circle. He soon after opened a soup shop around the corner. Before getting into business, Brewer served 23 years in the Marine Corps, which included two tours in Iraq. His lack of experience running for elected office is the opposite of his opponent's background. Hogsett, who is 58, stepped down from his appointed role as a U.S. attorney last year to run for mayor. A Democrat, he was Indiana Secretary of State for the first half of the 1990s. He then ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate and House, as well as for State Attorney General. Hogsett told WFYI's No Limits that he learned a lot from all those defeats.
The most amazing thing happens to you when that occurs. The sun comes up the next day and life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And all too often in today's political climate, I think we have people who are so concerned about winning or losing the next election that they become captive.
Few expect this race for mayor to be another defeat for Hogsett. He's been the assumed winner for months. His name recognition and fundraising far outpaced Brewer, and he flooded the airwaves with television ads early.
I'm Joe Hogsett, and I'm running for mayor because I know what it's like for a family to struggle in the days ahead.
Hogsett often quotes scripture in his campaign speeches, bringing an air of reverence to his candidacy. But Brewer has countered the notion that Hogsett is the clear winner by sometimes ending his speeches with a slight dig at his opponent.
There are two kinds of people that run for political office. There are people that just desperately want to be somebody, and they will run for any office they can. And there are people that just want to do great things.
But that's about as negative as this race has been. A political cartoon even depicted the two candidates, both saying, "I agree with him," at the same time. The campaign has been civil and substance-driven. Paul Helmke directs a civic leadership center at IU Bloomington, and he's a former Republican mayor of Fort Wayne. Helmke points out that 8 years ago, Ballard was a huge underdog trying to unseat Mayor Bart Peterson.
You can't assume that the money and the television advertising is going to determine who the winner is. There's stuff that goes on under the radar that oftentimes can change the outcome.
The lopsided presumptions and civil sparring could depress voter turnout November 3rd, and Indiana already struggles with high voter apathy. University of Indianapolis political scientist Laura Mansfield Albright says a lack of difference between the candidates could keep voters home.
I can't see it really hurting Hogsett, because even if there are a few people that turn out, the fact that a lot of people do have confidence in his candidacy, I think, would benefit him.
But Hogsett will still have to knock off Brewer, a moderate Republican in a moderate city, to become the next mayor. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.